So here's what it could be like, though, with this flesh thing. I'm just going to give you some examples. The flesh will be like this. I think I'll skip church today. You know, the Bible says that we die to the old man. But then there's this thing inside of us that just seems to want to keep on doing stuff. When we hold grudges against someone for hardly any reasons at all, that old flesh or the old guy, I'll call him the old man, he looks pretty alive. When we lash out in anger for no good reason, he looks alive. When we give ourselves to sexual sin, he looks alive. When we're struggling and our responses are quite off from what we know they should be, he looks pretty good. My Bible says he's dead, though. Let me get this straight. He is dead. So, what does it mean to take the yoke? It means that I'm going to go to church anyway. I'm going to read the Bible this morning. I don't feel like it. It means that, yes, I'm going to pray for that brother. I don't like them. I won't tell anyone. It means that if you're struggling with sexual stuff, you're going to get help. Or you're going to go to the Lord. Seriously, go to Him. And you're going to go to people that are trustworthy. It means that you're going to cry out to God for salvation in areas of your life that, quite frankly, maybe you're not doing so well. If you're really down, 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 I want you to know that, first of all, God loves you and He loves me, and He's not after us in any great way, hounding way. Matter of fact, let's put that proverb up, because this is beautiful how this says it. Proverbs chapter 3, I think it is. Thank you. Look what it says here. I wanted to give you an example of what it means to have on the Lord's cords, so to speak. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Amen? Not just truth, but mercy. Amen. Bind it around your neck. Write it on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Amen? Listen, I don't want to look at you right now. Does anybody want more of God? Amen. Does anybody want... Let's put your hand up if you do. Put it up and say, Lord, be the King. Lord, bind my heart, bind my soul, bind me stronger and greater to You. Let not the cords on the altar be loosened so that I can get out. In Jesus' name. But notice this, the cords are not just, oh, you got to go to church. Oh, you got to forgive your brother. Oh, you have to do this. And you got, the cords are actually mercy, grace. Love. I'll say this one. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. You want the greatest cord of all? It's Jesus. It's actually Himself. It's that relationship we have with Him. If we get Him, we don't really want anything else. It starts to take us from this world and transfer us to that world. And I don't just mean like, well, your spirit was put there. I mean, your mind and your soul and your whole being starts to go to this direction of His kingdom. And you know, when Jesus said, this is how you ought to pray, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that was a great, great prayer. That's an awesome prayer. But He's setting up a kingdom. So, when you start to put on these beautiful cords of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to enter into fellowship with Him in His commandments, you're going to go into three wars. There's the war with the devil, there's the war of your flesh, and there is war in society. I'm just going to mention the last one now, because we kind of covered the other two. In society, it's like this. You know, do you believe in discipline? Do you believe in rebuke? Do you believe that we ought to be corrected? I teach guitar. If I don't correct anyone, they're going to get not so good. It's going to take a lot longer. So, of course, I want to be nice, but sometimes you still got to say it as it is. You know, we need the Lord to just say it as it is sometimes to us. And oh God, may I have ears to hear. I remember, this was years ago, I read this little track and I picked it up at this fair that in where I grew up. And it said, Lord, I pray 10 times more for obedience than I do for direction. I'm like, I think I got that. Because if you find out something but you don't want to do it, right? It'd be better 10 times more that we pray for obedience. And then when the direction comes, we'll go, yes, Lord. I guess this sermon is not for beginners. I didn't really think of that. I just preached what was in my heart. But I want to say this. When you and I stand for the truth, we're going to get resistance in Canada. Amen. We're going to get resistance in the world. Don't be obnoxious. Don't try to like make a point and sell something. Just be you. But be you in Him. Stand up for the truth. Just let the truth work in you. And then just see what happens. Because it's really not our problem in a way. But I want to close this up soon, and I want to mention this. The Bible says that He is going forth conquering and to conquer. And I realize this, that it's first in a spiritual kingdom. What that means is we can't see it. And Jesus says, you know, the kingdom of God does not come with observation with their eyes. Neither will they say, here it is or there it is. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. In Luke, I think, 17:21. He said, the kingdom of God is among you. The kingdom of God is within you. And He said, if I by the Spirit of God cast out demons, the kingdom of God has come upon you. This is all scripture. So we need that kingdom. And Carol said that, you know, make our feet to be like hinds feet, like the deer that can go in the cleft and go up to high places. In His kingdom, there's high places. But Lord, there's only really one thing I want to know. It's You. And I feel I have to share this. I've kind of forgot, but I want to share this. Maybe I'll make this the end. I'm going to leave the rest of it out. But there's an inner life in the believer. And to know Him in His kingdom and to know Him as your all in your heart, that's where everything gets won or lost. And if you're really struggling and I'm really struggling for whatever reason, we just need to get closer to Him. We just need to keep it simple. Because if we do, and keep our eyes off that other stuff, if we do, He'll start to give us better reactions. Like Victoria preached on 2 weeks ago, He'll start to make it easier for us. And you see, because really what happens is the yoke starts to get easy and light, because really it's Him doing it. And you know what? That's what I need. That's what I want. I want to express Jesus Christ through my life. That's my prayer and my aim. I hope it's yours too. But we need that inner sanctuary to be built up within us. And that's really what His kingdom is mostly for, because as He sets it up in our midst, as through the preaching of the gospel and the word, by the way, you know, the Bible says that the word is like a sword that cuts, a double-edged sword. I like to think of it cuts and it brings mercy and it brings truth. Sometimes it hurts and sometimes it brings a balm that heals. And Wendy was right when she said, yes, Lord, set people free this morning. And I'm just going to, because sometimes I don't finish, I feel as good as I can. So I'm just going to read the last paragraph and stick to my message here. Get to know Him today. Ask Him to free you where you need it, and to bind His commandments of love on your neck and your heart where you need it. To be bound to Christ as His servant, He will look after you to be both bound and free. Free from sin and depression and sickness. I believe that Christ is a healer. And from the devil's deception, and yet bound to Jesus, King Jesus' love, grace, righteousness, health, healing, commandments, and his Spirit. Why? So that he can accomplish his will on earth in and through us. I want to share three things really quickly. They're in my mind. Modern nursing came in through Christianity and hospitals, and I can't prove it because I'm going to run out of time. Democracy came in through evangelical evangelism. I got articles I can show you. And anti-slavery came in through Wilberforce in the late 1700s that brought an end to an abolition in England. And I want you to know why all this happened that you and I enjoy today, because God's kingdom was working in people's hearts. God's kingdom was transforming people, and that transformed multiples of people. And you and I share the fruit of that labor. But I want you to know something else. In all of these contexts, just go to the Oshawa Hospital. You know what I'm talking about. Without Christ, it all starts to fall down. Without Jesus, the impetus to be what he wants us to be starts to decay. Without Christ, there are no democracies. And without Jesus, we would probably just keep going on with slavery. That's what turned people's lives. That's what turned people's hearts. And it can turn your life and my heart today. It's going to close in prayer. The worship team wants to come. Lord, you gave me this sort of strange word this morning. But Lord, I don't know if I did a good job or not, but I pray you'd use whatever was said. And may your kingdom come, may your will be done, may you touch every heart and every life in this place unto your glory in Jesus' name.